Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of Love is the Answer, L-I-T-A, by Kamido. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Loading! Love is the Answer. L-I-T-A, or Lita, or is it Lighter? I don't know. I think Lighter sounds cooler. Was released on 2nd June 2023 under Crux Global and Moves Recordings. It has 15 tracks, which represents about 51 minutes of runtime. 51 minutes, 21 seconds to be exact. And there are some heavy hitters on this album. Stoneboy, Kwesi Arthur, Magics, Armoray, Manifest, some of Ghana's finest, absolute finest. Album intros are some of my favorite parts of the album because many times they do give you a taste of who the artist is or a taste of what music to expect, so they're very telling. In this case, Kamido gives us Love is the Answer as his debut album. And the intro song, Pain, really delves into a very personal side of him. And it's kind of like the middle of the juncture somewhere there. He says something to the effect of, you know, I feel like I put a lot of effort into music as my work instead of the fun that I should be having with music, just doing it and it's fun and still making money out of it in a career. But then because of my approach, I feel like it really affects my mental health. And I think a lot of artists in general can relate to that because sometimes there is that pressure of succeeding in music so much that even if what pulled you to music in the first instance was the fun element of it, the creative aspect of it, or the expression within it. But at some point when it becomes about business, maybe you lose out on the fun, but even more so, it starts to affect your mental health. And that's a serious conversation, not just from Kamido's part, but more so, you know, just in the general industry. And like I said, this is exactly what makes these intro songs very telling. From the moment I heard Brown Skin Girl with Stoneboy, I had much hope for it. It starts off well. It's got Stoneboy and the vibe is right. There's something amazing, catchy about it, something magnetic. And this song, I really think it could be quite something in terms of being a single. And the formula is right. I don't know if this is the song that they will be pushing necessarily, but it sounds good, it sounds brilliant. And for where this album has shown that it could go, this is a fantastic track too. And then when I got to track three, which is Beautiful, I really started to believe. Kamido starts tracks really, really well. Beautiful starts with this do, 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 do. It's just catchy. You'll just catch on to it so quickly, and you're really going to enjoy what comes after in terms of the instrumentation and the song. This is another potential top single, without a doubt. I don't think there's any connection here, but the song on this album called Available is perfect, just as a rival to Davido's Unavailable, which is a huge song right now. And we've got Kamido with Available. They don't sound anything alike. Don't even go there. Don't think about it. It's just the naming conventions, sometimes they align and people are on this Available, Unavailable vibe. So there's a bit of a play there. And the contrast is obviously crazy because on this song he's singing I'll be available, and then on Davido's song he's like, bruh, I'm unavailable. You gotta love it. Honestly, Afrobeats is amazing. Kamido slows the things down a little bit on Dance With You, which features Kwezi Arthur, and flexes a bit of those of that vocal prowess. And this is exactly what you want to hear on an album like this. He is a great vocalist and he has that thing, but sometimes you need the right track to show how versatile and how powerful that voice is. And Dance With You will do that. It's got a very Ghanaian pop sound to it, even though it is of the slower persuasion, but it fits into the market very, very well. And you know, topics like love will never go out of fashion no matter what. In that same fashion, Slow featuring Magix is also, well, slow, but there's I think it's a lot more general Afro beatsy, and would fit beat in Nigeria or wherever, and that's the market difference when you think of Dance With You, which is totally more for the Ghanaian market, and then Slow, which can fit across the spectrum on the wider Afrobeats market. And I see the play here, Kamido. I see it. I definitely think there was a track listing masterclass as I moved from Kaba to Fala and then Addicted with Armoray. Those songs all flowed, man, with that Afrobeats vibe, that Alte sort of vibe, and then that it's just a mix in there somewhere. But the flow of those songs was really like, okay. And shout out to Kamido for actually getting Armoray on Addicted. Armoray is hot property. No ifs or buts, hot property all the way through. And if you can get Armoray on your track, yeah, she showed out as usual. Different, unique style, particularly when looking at the African continent, stylistically what she's doing, catched. Coming as no surprise, on the song Gyalis, there was some Amapiano influences in there. Not quite all the way. It's that Afro Amapiano fusion. And again, it doesn't really go all the way. But I could hear some traces and influences of it. And it makes me realize this genre called Amapiano has taken over. And for many people, there was a time when we thought, maybe Amapiano is getting done. But I think Afro beats in general has given Amapiano a new lease of life with the fusions, and notwithstanding the fact that in South Africa anyway, they've kept on coming up with new iterations of what that is. You know, last year moving you know, into that Nkwari phase, and then here we are this year, quantum sound is all over the place. Oh man, here we go again. I really liked the feel-good vibe on the song Ready. It's one of those songs you listen to and straight up you're like, this is a bop. Your head is moving, your feet tapping, and it's like, yeah. And the way Kamido sang this one too, I think there was some inspiration there, something outside of the regular. I don't know what it was, but he sang well. Kamido decided to include the smash hit from 2021, Sugarcane, as part of Love is the Answer, and I see why. It was such a smash hit, so why not? And to make it even better, there's a remix to it that he's included, and this remix also has some heavy hitters on it. King Promise, Darko, Mea Kun. Could not ask for a better lineup, trust me. Kamido is in a really good place musically, and this debut album really shows that. He's able to harness his own talents in the midst of a star cast on this album, and that's not easy to do. Usually, you know, you are in fear of being outshined on your own work. And I don't think many musicians view it necessarily like that. They look at more at it as an enhancement. But when it's your debut album, You don't want to be eclipsed by, you know, the already bigger acts or whatever the case may be. But Camido doesn't wilt away. He doesn't wither. He's there and he showcases his talent. Vocally, he's so powerful. And that works well for him. He also knows the right vibe for the type of voice that he has. And this album also shows an understanding of the market. I really liked the flow of the tracks. Nothing veered away from that comfort zone. But also even the slower tracks weren't too slow compared to the rest of the album. And the variation between tracks was enough for you to feel like, okay, I can listen to this guy for 15 songs and I'm not gonna get bored. Essentially, what then makes Love is the Answer an interesting listen is the fact that you can listen to it from start to finish. I think there's a very good case for no skips for the entire album. In terms of like smash hits, I don't know if I could place any song above any other on this album. Maybe the only song which wouldn't be in the smash hit category or in the hit category for me is the opening track Pain, just because of how real it is. It's probably highly niched and it's going to appeal to a certain type of person, and especially if you're into mental health, and maybe even if you're in the industry, there's some resonance there. But in terms of the overall feel, there are just so many songs that could become something special just with the right push. So in terms of singles, well, it's your pick. Your pick is as good as mine in this case. Out of 15 tracks, I think maybe even a good 10 are right there where with the right push, you're in. And we already have Sugarcane, which was big. So Sugarcane, the remix can actually give the original Sugarcane longer legs. So what's the verdict? Out of 10, how do I rate Camido's Love is the Answer, Lita, L-I-T-A? And I think it's a solid debut album, 7 out of 10. Brilliant work. Well done, Camido. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.